This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah told Shaitan, فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. When the devil refused to do sajda, when Shaitan refused to do sajda, Allah told him, you have no right, it's not right for you to be arrogant here. The problem of the devil was arrogance. And that's the reason he got kicked out. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Get out of here. He was expelled because he was arrogant. Now, because he's angry at humanity, you expect that he would turn back to Allah and say, well, you kicked me out of here because I'm arrogant. I'm going to prove to you that they're arrogant. So they don't deserve this place either. But instead of telling Allah, oh, you think I'm arrogant? Let me show you how arrogant they are. He said, you think I'm arrogant? Once I'm done attacking them, I will prove to you not that they're arrogant, but they're not grateful. لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. So it's a switch. The switch is, if the complaint against the devil is that he's arrogant, then he should prove that I'm not that different from these guys. Look, they're arrogant too. But no, he says, I will prove that they are ungrateful. What Quran has done so strategically and so wisely here is that's actually shown us something. The opposite of arrogance, we think the opposite of arrogance is humility in the dictionary. The opposite of arrogance is what? Humility. But in the Quran, the opposite of arrogance is gratitude. So Allah has taught us a new opposite, you see. And so what we're learning now is, it is impossible for a human being to be arrogant if they are grateful. And if they are grateful, there's no way arrogance will hurt them. And the fact that arrogance occurs, that can only be a manifestation of a lack of shukr. If shukr was there, there's no way that would have happened. So that's the first important thing. When someone says, hey, at least I'm not arrogant, well, from the Quran's definition, don't just think about arrogance as someone who thinks very highly of themselves, or is full of themselves, or is mean towards others. You and I have to check ourselves, how grateful are we? Because if gratitude is missing, then arrogance is there. Because these are opposites in the Quran now. These have been placed against one another. The next thing that's important here, I kept telling you Shaitan comes from four directions. And now we're learning, if his attack is successful, what's the goal? The goal is not for human beings to make a mistake. That's not his goal, that's not enough. Because Allah created the human beings programmed to make mistakes. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءُونَ. All children of Adam keep on making mistakes. That's what we do. Human beings are not made perfect. We're not angels, we have choice. We have shortcomings. As a matter of fact, I kept telling you, even when we do good deeds, they have shortcomings. Even when we make salah, it's not perfect. Even when we recite Quran, it's not perfect. Even when we do hajj, it's not perfect. When we fast, it's not perfect. So we're imperfect by definition. So the fact that we have mistakes is no surprise. The devil's mission is not to get us to make a mistake. The devil's mission is clear in this ayah. Once I attack them from these directions, I will prove to you that they are not grateful. If he can get gratitude out of us as a result of our mistakes, then he's successful. That's actually his goal, to remove the sense of appreciation of Allah and to do things out of the appreciation and the shukr to Allah, our optimistic, you know, feeling towards Allah. You know, if you think about our relationship with Allah, for so many people, their relationship with Allah is based on fear. If you don't pray, Allah is going to burn you. If you don't do this, Allah is going to punish you. Your first impulse of your relationship with the one who made you is that you should be afraid of him. And though fear is a part of my relationship with him, the most powerful force inside me that should make me do something for Allah, like pray, like eat halal, like do the right thing, like stay away from evil deeds, is actually gratitude. Allah has done so much for me, the least I can do is these few things. If he can get rid of that feeling, shukr, if he can get rid of shukr, then even if I'm obeying Allah, my heart is missing something. It's not going to have what it really, really needs to be able to carry on. It is out of a sense of gratitude that we are in obedience to Allah. Which is why Fatiha, that calls us to Allah's worship, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, begins with gratitude. Alhamdulillah is where it begins, and then we get to worship. Because that sense of appreciation of Allah is what drives us more than anything else. But really what I wanted to spend the majority of this khutbah on is these attacks again, and how each of them, we can be protected from those attacks if we are grateful. Now let me phrase that another way. He said to Allah, I will attack them from four sides, and I'll prove to you that they're not grateful. In other words, if they were grateful, these attacks wouldn't have worked. If they're actually grateful, then the attacks will fail. If they have shukr, they're not gonna succeed. So though I've given you long explanations of each of those directions, I'm gonna walk you through each of them again briefly and describe to you in simple terms, how if we can remember to be grateful to Allah, we can actually protect ourselves from the waswasa of shaitan. When he comes from the front, he attacks me, you and me from the front, he tempts us from what we can have. You see something in front of you, you're tempted by it, the greed. And what comes from the front is also your future. You start thinking about your future or worried about your future. Is this going to happen or is that going to happen? And sometimes you start making bad decisions, decisions that Allah won't be happy with because you're concerned about your future. If you and I have shukr inside us, deep gratitude of Allah inside us, then we know that if you look back in your past, how many times has Allah provided for you? How many times have you been and I've been in a problem and Allah has taken care of us all this time? Why do you think that all of a sudden now Allah will not take care of you? In other words, whatever temptation comes to you from the front, if you and I can learn to be grateful for what we have and not go towards something more than what we need, not let our greed get in the way, not let our reliance of Allah go away, but be grateful He's taken care of me this far, why would He leave me now? This is the same thing Allah said to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah didn't abandon you. Just because you're going through a hard time and you see something in front of you that you might just grab onto and take it because you're desperate, no. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. You know, you were in desperate need, He provided you before, He reminds Him. Your past should remind you how grateful we should be even in times of crisis, which is why, this is the key here, if you're tempted by something that comes in front of you, أَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, then actually be grateful to Allah by talking about the favor Allah has done for you. This is what Yusuf alayhi salam did. Yusuf alayhi salam was tempted by that minister's wife. She tried to seduce him. What was his immediate response? Ma'ad Allah, innahu rabbi ahsana mathwaya. My master has been really good to me. First he sought Allah's protection and immediately he said, Allah has been good to me, meaning he was shakir, he was grateful immediately. And that protected him. If you can, you can acknowledge the favor of Allah on you, then the attacks that come from the front, you'll be able to stay away from them. The attacks from behind are scarier though. The attacks from behind are some, like I described to you before, sometimes people were living in a life of sin. They were doing things they weren't supposed to do. And Allah pulled them out. Maybe it happened last Ramadan. Maybe it happened last Jumu'ah. Maybe it happened 2 hours ago. I don't know. But Allah pulled you out of sin. And you feel the burden lift from inside you. That's a feeling only you know, nobody else. You can't even describe it to anybody else. You can feel the tears rolling down your eyes because Allah has pulled you into light again. And He's removed darkness from you. And the evil that you felt that was weighing on you has been taken away from you. Now you're in a sense of relief that Allah has actually given you this gift, that He's able to get you away from a life of evil, from a sin. Now that you have that for a while, the devil comes back and says, hey, want to go back? He tries to pull you back again. And when he's about to pull you back, at that moment you and I have to remember the moment we felt gratitude that Allah pulled us out. How grateful were we when Allah pulled us out the first time? A person has to forget that. They have to forget the moment they made tawbah. They have to forget when they felt that closeness to Allah or the relief that Allah gave them. They have to let go of that for the devil to be successful in pulling them back again, in tempting them again. But it is in those moments when he tries to pull you and attack you from behind that you and I have to remind ourselves of how Allah has given us the gift of guidance, how Allah has given us the gift of tawbah, the gift of repentance, so that whenever that same temptation, that same attack, because the devil knows, it worked last time, let me try it again, it'll probably work again on this guy. I tried the last 10 times it worked, the 11th time it should work too. But if you've made tawbah and you've tasted its sweetness, that's what you should be grateful for. And that's what you have to remind yourself of. And if you can remind yourself of that, that attack won't work. If you can and speak of it. Actually, if not to anybody else, speak to yourself of it. Ya Allah, you pulled me out of this. I will not let myself fall again. I am grateful for how you pulled me out of this mess. Look at all the evil that came in my life as a result of my mistake. Ya Allah, I'm not going to fall into that again. When you just even have that conversation with Allah, like I said, shukr isn't just a feeling. It has to manifest. And if that's the exercise you have to do, even talk to yourself, do it. Do it. Just don't do it in front of people. They'll think you're weird. If you're in your car by yourself, just talk to Allah. And acknowledge to Him that you are not going to be pulled back again by the call of shaitan.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.